Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Can they do it?
All right, we need to beat 215 dice. It was going to be super, super close. Talana, you've been counting.
Yes, thank you. Much appreciated.
I'm really hoping that we're going to get this.
Okay, everyone is ready.
I can officially say that you have beaten the record. You got 283 dice in 30 seconds.
Yes! We did it!
Yeah, nah.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel and a special guest on the show today. It is Jonathan Hannon and David Rush. They are both serial Guinness World Record breakers who stole our Guinness World Record for the most dice caught while blindfolded. So we have them on the phone to find out why. Guys.
How you going, guys?
How you going?
Hey, so jaws are dropping all across your magnificent country right now, from Perth to Brisbane, from Darwin to Hobart. Because for the first time in history, the world's greatest record-breaking duo, David Rush and Jonathan Hannon, are on 98.5 Sunshine FM. So we'd like to thank you for this opportunity. We're glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Hi, this is David.
Now, guys, just look, we need to talk about it. You guys have over 200 world records. Why would you steal one from us?
Well, I'm kind of ready to flip that back on you, is we had a world record and you stole it from us.
You've got 200.
You've got 200.
Trust us, we feel bad, and we understand that there's not enough Vegemite in your country to fill the cracks in your respective hearts right now. But what we do, we like to give advice to potential record breakers out there. In this case, this record, this doesn't take a lot of talent. This doesn't take a lot of hard work. This takes somebody. The secret is to have somebody with good hands. So steady hands. My advice to you would be to go down to the West Coast Eagles, try to grab Jack Darling or Nick Natanuti, and say, hey, you know what? We need somebody who can catch a mark. And they're going to look at you incredulously because I think the only thing they can catch right now in their hands is a wooden spoon. But nevertheless, we are thrilled to have this record back on this side of the world in its rightful place. But quite honestly, if you want it back, by all means, you can have this one. As far as I'm concerned, I'd rather come down to the Optus Stadium and kick some blindfolded footies through the goalpost. Take one of you on in front of a big crowd there. Someday, my dream was always to be at the MCG playing for the Tigers, but unfortunately, that didn't quite work out. So, if you're up for it, I'll fly down to Perth. I'll take you on. And we'll see what we can do. But no, congratulations on taking this from us, and feel free to make another attempt if you'd like.
Oh, and we plan to. Firstly, well done. You've done your homework.
You really have.
Better than we know Perth. But we did break the world record last May. I mean, it was meant to be our anniversary. It was going to be a great time. When did you decide to take it back?
David here, we don't get notified when we lose a record. The way I find out is we watch the YouTube videos, I'll see it on the Guinness website and say, hey, somebody broke one of the 200 records we've got. I've got a couple hundred here, and Jonathan's broken 25 of those with me, plus, one by himself as well. And so I just saw you broke it, and I'm like, okay, it's time to buy more dice. Because the trick here is just having as many small dice as you possibly can.
So true. That is exactly
what we did. Now, you guys, of course, you have over 200. Which one are you most proud to have?
The fastest 100-meter dash while juggling blindfolded is another that's just so hard. I'm like, did I actually do that?
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Let's flip the coin, though. What's the easiest? And don't you dare say our record.
But it was. It literally was. I'll let you know a little secret. This record is actually an accident. Because Guinness, they literally have tens of thousands of records, and they've got these very specific rules for all the records. And this one, the rules, they're missing a rule. It's supposed to be you have to throw one die at a time. Somebody broke the record, and they didn't have the rule there, and the adjudicators didn't catch it. And so once that record was broken, it just became a matter of find the most small dice and catch them blind.
So when we first broke this, I think the record was like 50 dice, and we got like 180 something, and you got what, 200? Or I don't remember.
Yeah, 283.
Oh, they know. They know the number.
So if you guys...
It's still on the wall in their studio there, I believe.
It really is.
So if you break it again, then when we bring it back, then it will finally be at a place where it's actually difficult to break.
Now we know you've got 200 records this far. I mean, you guys are thirsty to break these records. When will you be quenched? When will you be happy?
I'll let you go first, Jonathan.
No, I said when I'm at Optus Stadium performing in front of a crowd of 50,000 screaming fans who are yelling at me to get off the oval because I'm wasting their time, that's going to be the pinnacle of my career, I'm sure. No, this is – we started – you know, I was an accomplice. I was a camera holder. I was a witness. I kind of paid my dues as an apprentice of David here for the first year or so. We've been neighbors about 4.5 years now. And I first noticed him juggling bowling balls or riding a unicycle down the street, and I was wondering who this knucklehead was across the street from me. So that's kind of how I introduced myself to him, and then we became friends, and we ended up quarantining together, so to speak, between 2020 and 2021 or so. So we had a lot of time playing cards and doing these records together just for something to pass the time because we weren't really associating with too many other people at the time. So for me, I'm just happy to have the ones I've been awarded at this point. I could stop today, and it's already exceeded my dreams and expectations. My name's in the book 3 times for 2022. I never thought it would be at all. It's a book that I've had a little copy of when I was a child and always kind of had an affinity for it. And 43 years after being born, after being made in Australia, my name is in the record book itself. So that's kind of my I'm happy where I am, and I could I could let fine folks like you or anybody who's sitting in the car right now on the drive home wondering what these people are doing with their spare time in America, feel free to go after some of these and look us up on the search and try your best to take them from us. It's something that's fun to do. It gives people something to talk about, and it's a lot of fun.
He's not allowed to stop yet because I'm not going to stop until I'm done having fun.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Now, last question, totally unrelated to the chat we're having now. If you saw a kid with 200 toys, would you walk over and just steal one from a boy who only had one toy?
Ooh.
If they stole from me originally, I'd certainly be welcome to do that. Yeah.
If they had no toys and stole one of your toys, you would totally steal it back. Yep, fair enough.
You guys have been absolute hoot. David Rush, Jonathan Hannon, serial Guinness World Record breakers. You know, our heart, it has been ripped in half, but we hope to do the same to you very shortly. Watch this space. Thank you so much for the chat.
Hey, good luck.
You're welcome.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.